has taken out of a man. And as I say, times have been hard. Money's short. Money's always so short. Unless you come into some fortune.
Well, I couldn't countenance an old friend in such straits, could I? So now, you see my cabin over there?
A fine-looking place.
You come visit me there this evening. I see you all right.
That's kind of you, Skipper. Out of the goodness of his heart.
So, he went back that evening?
I did. He was waiting for me in the cabin. Three parts drunk and in a vile temper. But he tried to put a smile on his ugly face. He bade me drink up the rum, smoke my baccy. And we yarn for a bit. But the more he drank, the less I liked the look in his face. He took out a knife. Started whittling at a piece of wood. I spotted the harpoon up in the wall from the sea unicorn it was. Had its name. And I thought I might have need of you, my friend, before this night is out.
So, money you want, eh?
Just to tide me over, like.
I suppose you drunk all yours.
I'm not sure the pot should call the kettle black there, Skipper.
Don't you get insolent with me, man. Remember, you tried that once and I flayed the skin off your back.
Aye, but you three men to hold me down then.
I need no help.
That tin box you have sitting up there seems familiar to me somehow.
Eh?
I saw you in the middle watch, Skipper. The landsman. I saw you tip up his heels and throw him over the rail.
You're a lawyer, Ken.
I always wondered what happened to that box.
There's accidents, a storm. I was trying to save him.
Strange way of doing it.
He just fell overboard.
And my name's Davy Jones. Now look here, Carey. You cough up or else I'll be paying a little visit to the police. Straight, that's how it is. Skipper.
Oh, is that right? So you think I owe you something, eh? You waited all these years and now you think some payment is due. You come sucking up to me like a parasite. You think you can get the better of that Peter, eh?
Well, here's a knife. It's different. Even now I can hear that scream. I guess between me and my sleep, I can tell you. So, I stood there for a minute with his blood splashing all around me. And I took the tin box from the shelf. Well, I had as much right in it as him. And I got myself out of there.
But you left your tobacco pouch behind.
Aye. What a donkey I am.
Yes, indeed. Without that, I would have been sore pushed to find you.
Well, my bad luck.
Or fate?
Whatever. The queer part, though. I just got out the hut when I heard somebody coming, so I hid in the bushes. A man comes along. And he goes, sees Carey, lets out a yell like a frightened cat, and legs it away out of there. Maybe he was after money as well.
The box. Where is it now?
At my lodgings. That has nothing in it.
What?
No money, nothing but paper, certificates. What good are they to me?
Ah.
Well, that's it fair and square. And I say that if I killed Black Peter, the law should give me thanks for I saved them the price of a hemp and rope.
It may fit round your own neck.
We'll see about that, Mr. Inspector.
Yeah, Hopkins, I think it's time you remove Mr. Cairns here. He occupies too large a portion of our carpet.
Yes, of course. Mr. Holmes, You saved me from a dreadful mistake. And yet,
how did I do it? Simple, really. From the start, it all pointed in one direction. The amazing strength and skill in the use of the harpoon, the rum and water on the table, the sealskin pouch, the coarse tobacco, it all pointed to a seaman, and moreover, one who had been a whaler. I was convinced that the initials PC on the pouch were a coincidence, since Carey seldom, if ever, smoked. It had to be a man of the sea.
But how did you find it?
Your nose is bleeding again, Hopkins.
What?
Oh, sorry. But how?
Elementary. The only ship Carey ever commanded was the Sea Unicorn. Our man had to be a member of that crew. Now, before you consulted me, Hopkins, and merely from reports in the newspapers, I'd already spent 3 days in wiring to Dundee. At the end of that time, I'd ascertained the names of the crew of the Sea Unicorn in 83. When I found the name of Patrick Cairns among the harpooners, my research was nearing its end. I spent some days in the East End devising a tempting Arctic expedition under the name of Captain Basil, because I was certain that my man was still in London and would be desperate to leave the country, and behold the result.
Wonderful. Eh?